Раз.
Есть только мир, за него и держись. Есть только мир между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Есть только мир между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Вечный покой сердце вряд ли обрадует. Вечный покой для седых пирамид. А для звезды, что сорвалась и падает, есть только мир, ослепительный мир. А для звезды, что сорвалась и падает, есть только мир, ослепительный мир. Пусть этот миг долетит сквозь столетия, но не всегда по дороге мне с ним. Чем дорожу, чем рискую на свете я, мигом одним, только мигом одним. Чем дорожу, чем рискую на свете я, мигом одним, только мигом одним. Счастье дано повстречать или беду еще. Есть только миг, за него и держись. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется жизнь. Есть только миг между прошлым и будущим. Именно он называется
Кто-то не случайно собрал в одну группу именно этих людей, которые...
There must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love for others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, the sparks would become a big flame. Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house. Again, there must have been someone who wished to establish specifically this bunch. Thus, he sorted out these people to see that they were suitable for each other. In other words, each of them had a spark of love of others, but the spark could not ignite the light of love to shine in each. So they agreed that by uniting, these sparks would become a big flame. Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house.
Yesterday we went through thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of states. And today we want to go through even more. Just to increase, I remember the story about that Kabbalist that in 10 minutes went through 600 stages of ups and downs, and an ascent and a descent in a second and a half. So that's what I want us to do now in the Congress. And if you look to the friends in the eyes, the ones that are sitting here, I don't see eyes, I see a desire to reveal the Creator. That nobody will want any less than that. Anybody wants less, it just doesn't work. And if we look at our teacher, the way he's looking at us, the way he's expecting from us, the way he's also watching the Creator looking at us and expecting from us, there's a desire not to disappoint any of them. And this day, just to reveal the Creator, as we planned ahead, to just reveal Him, no less.
Нет ничего важнее связи между товарищами.
There is nothing more important than the connection between the friends. Since that is the only place where the Creator is revealed in the quality of bestowal. And to be reminded of that great yesterday, of yesterday. We've been through tremendous states of connection, of distance from each other. But there is such an inner understanding that all these states of connection and separation with the friends, we need it only in order to appreciate even more the connection between us. Therefore, if today we feel a state of descent, then it's only that we will invest even more efforts in order to feel once again that taste, that flavor of the connection with the friends, to once again feel that quality of love for the friend. We just need to make a little bit more effort. Doesn't matter what you feel, what you think, but to come closer to the friend even more, that is what matters. Because the Creator, He is revealed only amongst us.
Question. For an active workshop in the tens, why do we need each other? Again, why are we necessary for each other? Workshop.
Без товарищей я никто. Не могу сделать.
Without the friends, I'm nothing and no one. I can't do any action. Except for myself. And only thanks to you, I can rise above my nature and come closer to the Creator.
Each one of us has a desire that is just a point. In order to implement spirituality, we need a tent. But look, we have gathered here, big Congress, and I need the whole world kli. I guess in order to get an addition for the deficiency, that same desire where each of us is already putting in the tent with the friends and starting the spiritual path.
Yeah, I can examine all that in a very simple way. What was my state before I started connecting to the friends and after? Meaning, I see very clearly that without connection with them, I have no such desire. And the desire is in the first nine, not in me. And the task is to cleave on to them, to connect with them, because between them exists what we're looking for, our goal. It cannot be in me. Without them, I'm nothing, I'm no one. Only the connection with them, our life, the goal that we long for, start to be revealed.
And I guess the worst disaster in our life is if the friend feels that he's alone. So what should he do? How to advance if the friends don't exist? But if they do exist, it's something great.
And all that is left for us to do is connect, all of us together, and to ask of him to give us the opportunity to feel that heartbeat that revives all of us.
Yeah, we can even give gratitude for an opportunity we have now that we can ask, that he broke creation, the created being, and he gave such an ability to have connection to something outside of you with the friends that awaken all kinds of sensations, feelings, but only these chosen people that are here, only they can realize the mutual quality of love between us. And that's the greatest thing. That's what it seems like.
Мы так срослись, мы превратились в единый организм.
We connected so much, we became one body. And if to put out someone out of this body, then the whole body will die.
Дает именно таких товарищей, с которыми мы можем реализовать ту цель, для которой нас собрал. В каждый момент, в каждый.
And the Creator gives us the friends that with them we can implement the goal, the one that He gathered us for. So we take this same shatterings of the souls that with them we can build the Creator.
Now that we prepared in the morning, I noticed that someone was yelling, "We have gathered here. Why have we gathered here for? We came here for no reason." And someone else was singing something about connection, revelation, no revelation. And I felt that it doesn't suit me, not this, not that. Nothing took a hold of me. I have something completely different. And if I continued looking at it with such eyes, then I could just get up and walk away. But there is also another point of view, that the friends are now in such a position that now they feel they have an observation point of view that I can't capture right now, and they can. Now they capture that point of connection with the Creator, and I capture something else. And this way, we gather this whole which the Creator needs in order to be revealed.
Спасибо. Хорошо, отрывочек, да?
Сказали мудрецы, что человек должен благословлять на плохое, как на хорошее.
The sages have said, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good. Since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason, this means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house. Again, one must believe, the sages have said, one must bless for the bad as he blesses for the good. Since the basis of Judaism is built on faith above reason, this means not relying on what the intellect compels one to think, say, and do, but on faith in a benevolent higher providence. And precisely by justifying providence, one is later rewarded with feeling delight and pleasure. Rabash, one should always sell the beams of his house.
Спасибо большое за вот это все.
Good morning. Good morning, Rav. Thank you for everything we have right now. I'm going to turn to the whole world, Kli, the whole soul, because we need support. Friends have given such a deficiency that I'm afraid I won't be able to sustain it. Yesterday there was an ocean of light. Yesterday something took place that we didn't expect. And this morning we just drowned into a place where we don't even know what up is, what down is. We stopped feeling support, and we've reached a very delicate feeling that we have a supreme goal today, that we have to give you a supreme deficiency. But from this feeling of lack of ability to find our way, can you tell us what we need to add here for all of this to just burst out, that it all happen together, unite us?
Basically, This is the topic of today's lesson, lesson number 4, which we're going to start soon. What we're lacking is darkness. Not emptiness, as the whole world feels, some emptiness, such tiny, small fulfillments, but real darkness. Darkness is the sufferings out of the desire to reveal the Creator, sufferings out of the detachment from the meaning of life, from the source, from what should be. On the one hand, the whole of creation shows us how connected everything is, how higher it is from us. But on the other hand, when we somehow begin to try and aim ourselves to that, we see nothing there, no beginning, no end. Complete disorientation. And that is the best possible thing, the best possible feeling that we can have, which is evoked in us every moment when we're going towards the realization of that spiritual space, the revelation of the Creator. In each given moment, we feel either coming closer to Him or distancing from us, falling down, darkness. And if yesterday we spoke of some ocean of light, so obviously today you're going to feel the opposite. And no more than yesterday, but to the opposite. You will feel much worse than yesterday. And every time the descent is going to be bigger, and accordingly, the descent will be higher, the ascent. And we have to get used to walk in the dark, in the feeling of complete disorientation, because that specifically it is what helps us to get rid of the egoistic direction, from some egoistic definitions, discernments, in egoistic orientation, completely. When we lose any direction, any contact with the parameters that we're used to, sensations, feelings, when we understand nothing, feel nothing, we simply feel lost. And even such a feeling of darkness, we need to realize that a new degree begins. And we're given the opportunity, the ability to rise specifically through that darkness and to start distinguishing, noticing the light, the Creator. This is a tremendous help in our advancement. So, well, let's start the lesson and everything will get along. I'm sure everything is going to be excellent. Yesterday you had a normal first day, medium first day, and today we have to delve specifically into the state of darkness and how from within the darkness to reveal the light. This is our work. Otherwise, we will not reveal the Creator. Only out of an opposite state to the Creator. And I hope that this is what's going to happen today. So, let's complete our gathering and start the lesson. No, you continue. La 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 la
Маэстро, чего-нибудь для начала.
Okay, friends, maybe something to start with, maestro. Something lyrical.
Безмятежными глазами небо смотрит, сердце дня, будто шепчет я так с вами, это вам не для меня. А дорог одни мозоли, пустота крутизны, и душа в западой спит и ждет своей. Мой друг, я верю, любовь откроет нам двери небеса. Под вечернюю усталость виной сигаретный дым, ищу мечту, что потерялась, не просто быть, а быть живым. Я помню, как-то мне приснилось, чудный свет заполнил города, и любовь в сердцах вселилась, и осталась навсегда. Небеса. Небеса. Распахнулись небеса.